Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
Like to invite you this morning, if you want to turn on your video so as we share, that I will be able to see your lovely faces. So,
今天早上，我想邀请弟兄姊妹，如果你系愿意嘅，可以打开你嘅视像。咁当我哋一同交通嘅时候，我可以见到大家美丽嘅面孔。
Yeah, so we'll take about 30 seconds or so. As we begin, please feel free to turn on your video so we can see one another.
咁我俾大家30秒，咁我开始嘅时候，咁大家打开视像，咁可以见到大家。
Right, as we begin, I'd like to share a phrase perhaps some of you may be familiar with.
開始的時候，我會跟大家分享一句的話，咁大家可能都很熟悉的了。
The Lord is good.
神是美善的。
Of course, I only invited you to turn on your videos and not your audio, so I cannot hear your reply.
咁當然我只係邀請大家打開視像，冇叫大家打開個microphone，咁我聽唔到大家嗰個反應。
But I do see some of your lips moving, so I know that the Lord, we all know that the Lord is good all the time.
咁我曉得，大家都曉得，神係美善嘅，時時刻刻都是。
Even through the warm weather we're not accustomed to that we had to endure, and even through the lightning and thunder last night.
即使我哋系经历呢几日好唔寻常嘅嘅热同埋寻晚打雷闪电。
The Lord is good.
我哋嘅神系美善嘅。
Another phrase perhaps some of you may be familiar with.
有另一句大家都可能好熟悉。
It is the best of times and the worst of times.
就是讲到现在是最好的时刻，亦都是最坏的时刻。
And that's a phrase from a very famous book that some of the students might have to read in high school. The best of times and the worst of times.
咁呢一句是从一本好出名的小说嚟嗰度写出嚟嘅。咁相信啲读过中学嘅弟兄姊妹都应该读过。
I say that because that is the time, such a time as we live today.
我用呢一句话嚟去开始，因为实在形容到我哋现在所住嘅呢一个时刻。
It is the best of times and the worst of times.
系最好嘅时刻，亦都系最坏嘅时刻。
We have been sharing on the book of Nehemiah for Bible study, many of us, and on Fridays, some of us have been fellowshipping on the book of Hebrews, and our brother just had a special message for us from the book of Ruth.
在我们星期日的查经里面，大部分弟兄姊妹都读着尼希米记、以斯拉记。星期五晚，楼下的弟兄姊妹是读着希伯来书。上次的特別聚會，弟兄是跟我們分享到路德記。
Those were also the best of times and the worst of times.
在這每一本書裡面所記載的時代，同樣都是最好的時代，也都是最壞的時代。
We see that Ruth was during the period where the judges reigned.
Very dark. 那個時代就是在士師掌權的時代。
And for Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Ezra, Nehemiah, they lived during the captivity.
而在所羅巴伯、耶穌亞、以斯拉、尼希米那一段時代，就是以色列人被掳的那一段時期。
And for the saints in Hebrews, they were under persecution.
而希伯来书里面所写俾嘅弟兄姊妹 当时亦都系被逼迫嘅。
We know in the book of Hebrews, the Lord tells us there is a shaking.
我哋晓得喺希伯来书第十二章嗰度记得嗰度记载啊，嗰度有一个震动。
Yet amongst the shaking, do we see that the Lord is sitting upon the flood and he reigns?
但是在这些震动里面，我们见不见到耶和华在洪水泛滥的时候是坐着为王呢？
We know that the Lord is doing a preparatory work.
我们晓得神是做一个准备的工作。
And his work is to refine his church and prepare for himself a bride.
这个工作就是要炼净他的教会，也都去预备他的新妇。
And we can be the very ones who will welcome his return.
而我们能够成为那一班催促欢迎他的再来的那一班人。
He is drawing many to himself today.
今天他是吸引众多人去到他自己那里。
He's calling for his children to return and repent to him and to his eternal purpose.
他是要呼召他的儿女来去归回，也都去悔改，去回到他那里，回到他的永远旨意那里。
As we continue, let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
我们继续之前，我们一同的来去低头祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for this time this morning.
主，我们多谢你给我们今天早上的时间。
We commit the hour to you.
我们将以下的一小时交在你手中。
We pray, Lord, that thou would speak and thy servants hear it.
主，求你向我们说话，你的仆人敬听。
That we would lose our sandals, for we are on holy ground.
主，求你叫我们脱去我们的鞋，因为我们站在圣地上面。
We pray that you will anoint our ears and prepare our hearts.
主，求你膏抹我们耳朵，预备我们的心。
Anoint our lips for the speaking and our ears and hearts for the hearing.
膏抹讲的口唇，也都膏抹听的耳朵和心。
And may we be one spirit in your presence.
叫我们都同感一灵的，在你的同在里面。
May you gain us during this time.
求你在这段时间得着我
们。We give thanks and pray in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，我们祈祷奉耶稣的名求。阿门。
Amen.Again, I can see your faces, but I can't hear your response. But I was wondering if any one of us like to travel.
咁我睇到你嘅面孔，但系听唔到你嘅回应。但我想问大家一个问题，大家想唔想去旅行咧？
I like to travel.
咁我第一个系承认我系好喜爱去旅行嘅。
But of course, we cannot do much of that at such this time.
但我哋曉得喺而家呢一段時期，我哋唔可以點樣周圍去旅行。
But many of us at home, we can travel, we just can't do too much. But many of us are doing a lot while even though we're sheltering in place.
但係我哋實在承認，雖然我哋唔可以周圍去旅行，但係即使我哋喺居家令嘅底下，我哋仍然好繁忙，係做好多唔同嘅事情。
So as I mentioned and asked about the best of times and the worst of times.
剛才我講到我們現在活在一段最好的時代，也都是一個最壞的時代。
What is our attitude during this time?
我們在活在這一段時間裡面，我們那個的態度是如何呢？
Though we may not be able to do many things that we're accustomed to it,
But
we have the attitude of just do it. And as the young people would say, I learned this from them, FOMO, which is fear of missing out. So I will just do it.
但是我们 有冇一个合适嘅态度咧？好似我从年青人学到一句话就系FOMO 呢个字意思就系讲到我哋会唔会害怕错过咗一啲嘢咧？
So I'm just going to do it.
因着咁样嘅缘故，因着我哋害怕错过咗一啲嘢我哋就去做啦。
During this shelter in place, perhaps many of us have become better artists, better bakers, better cooks. I know, and I hope my family will agree that I've become a better cook.
咁相信我哋喺呢一段居家令嘅日子里面，我哋大家都变成一个更加好嘅艺术家或者厨师亦都可能整面包整得好好咁。我相信我嘅家人都可以承認我自己喺過去幾個月嗰個廚藝係進步神速。
And many of us have become better DIY, do it yourself first.
咁亦都好多人自己做好多嘢係變得更好。
Then how about being a better child of God?
咁但系大家喺过去几个月有冇成为一个更好嘅神嘅儿女咧
？Spending more time with the Lord and with one another, though it is remote.
我哋有冇花更多嘅时间喺主里面？有冇花更多时间同弟兄姊妹有交通咧？即使我哋唔能够面对面。但是在上网我们有没有跟弟兄姊妹交通呢
In the recent times that I had fellowship with brethren, I share on the gospel to friends that we have to repent and return to the Lord, and even all the more for us as children of God to repent and return unto Him and His purpose.
在最近日子我是跟很多朋友来去传福音我就同佢哋分享，我哋要去愛惜光陰因為呢一個世代邪惡我對弟兄姊妹更加係咁樣講。
And in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16, there is the verse that tells us to redeem the time for the days are evil.
就係喺以弗所書五章十六節嗰度係勸勉我哋我哋要贖回光陰，因為現今嘅世代邪惡。
We repent and return, and we also want to redeem the time.
我哋唔单止我哋要去悔改，唔单止要去归回，我哋更加要去赎回。
Do we know that now, in the worst of times, it is also the best of time for us to take hold of every opportunity, making the most of it to be a part of the building of the house of God.To welcome his return.
我哋大家看唔看见？即使现今看嚟系一个最坏嘅时刻，但系我哋要找紧每一个机会，嚟去作为建立神教会嘅一部分咧。
Are our actions redemptive?
我哋所作出嚟嘅行动系咪是咪赎回嘅行动咧
？Let us redeem the time, for the days are evil.
我哋实在愿意，我哋都要赎回光阴，因为现今嘅世代邪恶。
The days are evil. It is the worst of times. But if we redeem the time, making the most of every opportunity, it is the best of times.
我哋现今嘅世代系邪恶，所以现今系最坏嘅时代。但系我哋要找紧每一个机会，要赎回每一个机会。
Ruth, during her time, was when the judges ruled, and there was no king. And this king is a capital K. There was no king, and everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
喺路德嘅时代，当时人没有王，所以各人都任意而行。
And for Joshua and Zerubbabel, Nehemiah and Ezra, they were in the time of captivity when there was much hardship and opposition.
而在所罗巴伯、耶稣亚、尼希米的时代，他们是被掳、是被逼迫、是受苦的。
It was during this time, even the prophets Haggai and Zechariah and Malachi were their contemporaries, strengthening them with the word of God.
就是在那一段被掳的时代，有先知哈该、撒加利亚、马拉基是讲神的话来去劝勉他们。
And what is the word of God, the work of God during these worst of times before his coming?
就是在这一段最坏的时刻，就是在末世主回来之前，神的工作是什么呢？
We see how God used his servants, the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, to strengthen their hand in building the altar and the temple.
我们就看到神是藉着先知哈该、撒加利亚的话来去叫当时的百姓有力量能够起来来去重建圣殿、重建城墙。
How even during this last period, this last history of the Israelites before the Lord's coming, that the Lord contended with his people through Malachi.
就是在这一段以色列人旧约最后一段被记载的时代，神是用先知马拉基来去同这班去斥责这班以色列人。
How they rob God.
斥责以色列人怎样来去夺去属于神的东
西。And I remember one thing from our fellowship a long time ago about Malachi, because it was a memory verse in chapter 3, how we robbed God of his tithes.
咁我就记得从前马拉基书有节嘅金句，我记得喺马拉基书第三章我哋如何系抢夺咗神属神。
It seems like it's speaking about tithes, to tithing for one tenth of giving to the Lord.
嗰度所讲嘅好似系讲到呢班以色列人点样嚟去夺取咗属于神嗰个嘅十一奉献。
But when we read closely, we know then it is not about tithing to give one tenth.
但是当我们来去仔细来去看，我们晓得这里所讲的不是只是讲到他们要怎样去将他所得的十分之一来去归给主。
But it is a matter, the Lord says, for those who fear him, who revere him.
但是在这里所讲的，神要得着一班敬畏他的人。
Because tithing is not about giving to the Lord, because we know.All belongs to the Lord, and all is from Him.
因为我们晓得奉献不是讲到人要给神什么，因为我们晓得神所有东西都是属于神的。
But it is for us to learn to acknowledge and appreciate and be thankful that we know all that we have is from Him, and He is worthy for us to give back that which belongs to Him.
奉献它是要我们能够感謝感恩是將主放在第一位。
And that we have to give him the first place because he is worthy. And after we have done it, we can only say that we are unprofitable servant having done what we have ought to.
就是藉著奉獻來去將主放在我們第一位。當我們來去將我們所得來去奉獻給主的時候，我们只能够向主讲，我们只是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应份所做的。
So, even at the end times, the work, the word of the Lord is to contend with us for those who will fear him, to honor him.
所以，就是在末世的时候，神的话，要去找住我们这一班，敬畏，他的人。
That we would give back unto him that which belongs to him.
使我们能够将本是属于他的来去归还给他。
This word in Malachi, when it says those who fear him, this word fear first appeared in Genesis chapter 22 when Abraham feared God and he offered up Isaac. So it is not a trembling fear, but a reverent fear that gives unto God what is worthy, what he is worthy of.
这个马拉基书所讲的敬畏，在圣经创世纪22章那里第一次出现，那里所记载的就是亚伯拉罕因着敬畏来去将他将以撒来去献给神。所以我们这个敬畏所讲到的不是一个因着害怕而所作出来的敬畏，它是一种因着敬佩而出来的一个敬畏。
So even in the last days before the Lord's coming, his word for his people is for us to revere him and put him in first place, that he is worthy.
即使在末世里面，神的话是要我们将我们的心归给主，让我们能够敬畏神，让我们能够将神放在我们第一位。
Now that is the word of God. As to the work of God, we can consider Nehemiah.
头先所讲到的就是神的话要在他回来之前来去赐给这一班敬畏的人。我们继续来去交通就是神的工作怎样在末世里面要行出来。就是在我们可以从尼希米记那里看到。
Many of us should be very familiar with the passages of Nehemiah since we're fellowshipping on that.
相信大家都好熟悉尼希米记所记载嘅话语，因为我哋而家喺星期日查经嘅时候都有查考。
Normally, I would look to my left and see Susan and Lily and ask them how long it took for the people to rebuild the wall, and they would give me an answer.
如果我们在会所，通常我会望我左边，我会问Susan 姊妹或者梁姊妹，以色列人用了几多时间来去重建这个城墙？
52 days.
是52日。
In Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 16, it tells us it took 52 days to build the wall.
在尼希米记第五章那里记载，他们是用了52日来去重建这个城墙。
It was because all the people, the daughters, the sons, young and old, the fathers, the rulers, the priests, they were all of one mind and one accord in building.
他们完全因着当时的百姓、儿女、父亲、那些年长、年幼、掌权的、祭司、他们都一同的来去、合一。投入这个建造城墙的工作。
There were perfumers, goldsmiths, merchants, Nethinims. They were all with joy, one hand with the weapon, one hand with the tool, and one accord, one purpose, next to one another in doing the work of God.
参与这个建造的工作，有银匠，有造香，有商人，有好多不同的人都一同的同心同意来去一同的来去建造。他们做的时候是一手拿住工具，一手拿住武器。
One of the questions in our fellowship was, how come Nehemiah's name was not mentioned?
咁我哋喺查经嘅时候，我哋就有一个问题：点解喺里面尼希米呢个名字冇被记载咧
？Now Nehemiah was mentioned, but it was not Nehemiah the governor, but it was another Nehemiah. But Nehemiah's name was not mentioned in the building work itself, it seems.
咁喺第三章嗰度，有尼希米呢个名被记载，但系唔系写尼希米记嗰一个。
It is because, brothers and sisters, this is not Nehemiah's work.
大弟兄姊妹，原因就是因为这个建造城墙这个工作不是属于尼希米的。
It is God's work.
这个是神自己的工作。
And when the wall was finished with all those who had put their hand to the work in 52 days, all the enemies of God and the people of the land heard and saw and perceived that this is the work of God. God himself accomplished this.
52日过了之后，当这一班不同的人同心同意来去完成这个建造城墙的工作的时候，那一班仇敌四围的外邦人听见就看见这个工作完全是出乎我们的神。
So we want to take a look now at this work. There are much that we can consider, but I just want to look at three things with brothers and sisters from chapter 3.
我们愿意来去仔细来去看看这个建造的工作，实在有很多点是可以交通的，但是今天早上愿意从弟兄姊妹从尼希米记第三章那里分享三点。
Now, we know that through the first return of the captivity that Zerubbabel and Jeshua, along with the strengthening of the word of God from Haggai and Zechariah, they built the altar and they built the temple, the house of God.
我们晓得所罗巴伯、耶稣亚、同埋因着哈该、撒加利亚嘅话，嚟系激励以色列人，系当时嚟去重建呢一个祭坛，重建呢一个圣殿。
And Ezra went back also to beautify the house.
我们亦都晓得以斯拉嚟去归回耶路撒冷，嚟去美化这个神嘅家。
And now Nehemiah was used to restore the walls which were broken and the gates which were burned.
我们现在晓得尼希米是被神用来重建这个城墙和城门。
And we know that these walls and these gates speak about the testimony of God. And it's not merely the walls that were restored, but the city itself.
不单止这个城墙被重建，整个的城因着这个城墙的重建。
We want to look at Nehemiah chapter 2 from verses 16 to 18.
我们一同来去看尼希米记第二章第16到18节。
So before we begin in Nehemiah chapter 3, we have to see these verses here in Nehemiah chapter 2 verses 16 to 18.
我们看尼希米记第三章之前，我们要看第二章第16到18节。
Here it says, And the rulers knew not whither I went or what I did, neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work.
我往哪里去？我做什么事？官长都不知道。我还没有告诉犹大平民、祭司、卫长、官长和其余做工的人。
These are the people that did the work.
这一班就是将会去着手动工的这一班人。
I'll jump to verse 18. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he has spoken unto me. And they said, Let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work.
第18节，我告诉他们。 我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说：我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做这善工。
And when we look at chapter 3, there is so much richness and so much matters that we can glean from it, and learn from the Word of God.
当我们来去仔细去看第三章。 神的话实在很丰富，我们实在能够在当中有很多的学习。
I only want to share concerning three matters in chapter 3.
在第三章，愿意从弟兄姊妹分享三点。
The first is on a person, Eliashib, who is the high priest.
第一點係關乎到呢一個以利亞實就係呢一個祭司，大祭司。
Second is a term that we see throughout chapter 3, next unto and after him in the English. In the Chinese, it is the same words used, next unto him and after in the English.
咁第二點就係喺英文裏面出現咗呢一章出現咗三十次。就係中文只係一個字嘅啫，就係其次。
And third is about the nobles.
第三點就係關於呢一啲貴胄。
Now for Eliashib, we can see at the beginning of chapter 3, verse 1, that Eliashib, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priests, and they built the sheep gate. They sanctified it and set up the doors of it, even unto the tower of Mia. They sanctified it unto the tower of Hananiel.
咁關乎呢個以利亞實，我哋喺第三章第一節嗰度睇到，那時大祭司以利亞實和他的弟兄眾祭司起來建立羊門，分別為聖，安立門線到亞哈亞樓，直到亞南葉樓，分別為聖。
Now, of course, I'm sure in each of our groups, we have mentioned how important it is that it was the high priest and his brethren, the priests, who built, and it was the sheep gate, and it mentions about the tower of Mia, which is the tower of 100, unto the tower of Hananiel, which is the tower of grace, of fruitfulness.
我相信大家在我们各组那里都分享过大祭司来去建立羊门这个重点也都交通到关乎这个亚哈亚楼就是那个千人楼的意思也都讲到亚南叶楼就是讲到这个恩典的一个楼。
The point I want to encourage and remind each other about Eliashib is recorded for us in Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 4 through 9.
但是今天早上愿意同大家分享关于以利亚撒却是在尼希米记第13章那里见到。
This is a recording at the end of Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 4 to 9 concerning Eliashib.
就是尼希米记第13章第4到第9节关于以利亚撒的。
And before this, Eliashib the priest, having the oversight of the chamber of the house of our God, was allied unto Tobiah.
第四節就係先有蒙派管理我們神殿眾庫房的祭司以利亞實與多比亞結親。
And we know who Tobiah the Ammonite is.
相信大家都記得這個多比亞這個亞門人是哪一位。
He was the one who mocked about the work that even the foxes will break down the walls if they jumped on it. He was along with the adversaries of God.
他就是其中一個敵擋這個尼希米建造的工作。他就是那一個講他們所修造的城牆護理上去都能夠將佢跌倒。
We see him in Nehemiah chapter 4 and also here in chapter 13.
我哋喺第四章會見到呢一個名字，第十三章喺呢度亦都見到。
And sadly, his name means the Lord is good.
但係好可惜呢一個多比亞呢個名個意思係講到神係美善嘅。
But he was an Ammonite. He was one who is attached to the flesh and the one who bartered for another god.
好可惜，佢係亞門人，佢係屬肉體嘅，佢係一個服侍他神嘅一個人。
And he and Eliashib had prepared for Tobiah a great chamber. Where they laid the meat offerings, the frankincense, and the vessels, and the tithes of the corns, the new wine, and the oil, which were commanded to be given to the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the offerings of the priests.
喺十三章第五節嗰度講到呢個以利亞撒係為呢個多比亞預備咗一間大屋子，就係、是、從前收存素祭乳香器皿和照命令供給利未人歌唱的守門的五谷新酒和油的十分之一，並歸祭司舉祭的屋子。
I'll skip to verse 7. And when Nehemiah came to Jerusalem and understood of the evil that Eliashib did for Tobiah in preparing him a chamber in the courts of the house of God, it grieved him sore. Therefore, he cast forth all the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber.
第七节，我来到耶路撒冷，就知道以利亚撒为多比亚在神殿的院子预备屋子的那件恶事，我甚恼怒，就把多比亚的一切家具从屋里都扔出去。
Verse 9, then I commanded, and they cleansed the chambers, and there brought I again the vessels of the house of God with the meat offering and the frankincense.
第九节，吩咐人洁净这屋子，逐将神殿的器皿和素祭乳香又搬出去。
Brothers and sisters, it was wonderful how Eliashib and his brethren, the priests, built the sheep gate and sanctified it.
弟兄姊妹，当这个大祭司以利亚撒和他的弟兄来去起来，来去重建这个羊门，实在一件很美的事情。
In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, this is the reminder unto us.
在希伯来书第六章第十节那里，给了我们一个提醒。
For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and still do minister. The focus here for brothers and sisters that we want to notice is at the end, that in still ministering.
希伯来书第六章第十节，因为神并非不公义，竟望见你们所做的工和你们为他名所献的爱心，就是先前事后圣徒，如今还是事后。那个重点愿意同弟兄姊妹交通的，就是如今还是来去事后。
We see how Eliashib built, but at the end we see, this is recorded of him, how he allied himself to Tobiah, the Ammonite.
我们在第三章见到以利亚实怎样起来去重建羊门，但是我们在最后的记载是见到这个以利亚实怎样来去跟这个仇敌这个多比亚来同盟。
So brothers and sisters, may we labor for our master, but may he find us still ministering when he comes.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们愿意来去为主来去劳苦，我们更加愿意是主来去见到我们现今仍然来去为他劳苦。
I just heard some thunder.
刚刚我听到打雷。
I'm reminded when God speaks, those who fear him will hear.
我就被提醒，当神来去说话的时候，那些属于祂的，是要存敬畏的心来去听。
Those who fear will hear his voice.
那些敬畏神的人要听到神的话。
Others will hear thundering. Others will hear only thundering.
其他人可能听到只是打雷的声音。
May we redeem the time, for the days are evil.
愿意我们都赎回我们的光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
The next point about Nehemiah chapter 3, I want to mention first are the nobles.
下一点我要跟大家分享的，就是关及到这一班贵胄。
Now the word nobles in the text, it is speaking about someone who is inflated, swelling.
这班贵胄，我们如果在字面来去看，是讲及一班这些肿胀的人。
swelling as in a swelling of the head or swelling of pride, something that is inflated.
就好似所講嘅，就係好似佢哋嘅頭腦好腫脹，或者佢哋嘅自我驕傲好腫脹。
And the word that is used or we're familiar with perhaps is like a hernia or a herniated disc, a bulging disc.
或者現今嘅世代，我哋用一啲醫學嘅字嚟講，就係講到嗰啲椎間盤突出嚟咁樣。
Brother Ken can give us more insight in that when we have a chance to ask him what a herniated disc does to the body.
或者蘇弟兄，佢可以嚟去仔細嚟去解釋呢一個脊椎盤嚟去有突出嚟，對我哋嘅身體有咩影響？These
were the nobles.
但係呢一班就係嗰一班尼希米記所形容嘅貴胄。In
chapter 3, we read of so many who put their hand to the work, whether it be not only the men, even the daughters, and even perfumers, and goldsmiths, and young and old, the fathers, the priests, and the merchants, the Nethinims, many, all who did the work, put their hand to it.
咁喺第三章，我哋見到好多人都嚟去同心同意投入呢一個建造嘅工作，唔單止係男人，有女兒被記載。 有年幼、有年老、有父親、有官長、有銀匠、做香、商人、有利利利人，佢哋都好興奮嘅嚟去投入呢個工作。Some
recorded for us how they worked zealously, earnestly, and they even built another piece, another section.
咁喺嗰度記載，佢哋好。 好充滿熱心嘅，好熱切嘅嚟去建造，甚至係記載佢哋係着手嚟去建造咗另外一部分嘅牆。But
these nobles were the only one who was sadly recorded for us, those who would not put their shoulders, who would not put their necks to the work.
但係好可惜，呢一班貴胄，佢係被記載，佢哋唔肯用肩。
It's not a matter of their ability of the people because we see all sorts of people that were working, but it's really about their availability, if their willingness to work or not.
我哋嚟去作主嘅工作，我哋見到唔係講到我哋有咩能力，因為我哋實在見到。 好多唔同層面嘅人都能夠一同嘅嚟到投入呢個工作，但係當更個重點就係講到我哋有冇呢個係有空嚟去做呢個工作。They
were unwilling.
我哋見到呢一班貴胄，佢哋係唔願意嚟去做空間嘅時間嚟去作主嘅工作。
That is the only group of people which God cannot use, those who are unwilling.
呢一班唔願嘅人，就係嗰一班神唔能夠用嘅呢一班人嚟去作佢嘅工作。They
have 52 days to enter into the work.
佢哋有52日嚟去有機會嚟去投入呢一個神嘅工作。
They were unwilling to put their shoulders to bear this burden.
但係佢哋唔願意嚟去用佢哋嘅肩嚟去擔主嘅工作。They
were unwilling to put their necks to the work.
佢哋都唔願意嚟去用佢哋嘅頸項嚟去擔當投入主嘅工作。It
could have been a certain time, but the Lord records for us very specifically 52 days. And so for 52 days, these nobles became hardened, stiff-necked, obstinate, that they would not put their necks to the work.
我们在这里圣经记载在 52日呢一班貴胄就變得硬頸佢係好橫緊嘅，唔願意嚟去投入主嘅工作。
So the Bible records for us those who are stiff-necked, those who are obstinate. It is as idolatry in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23.
撒母耳記上15章23節嗰度記載呢一班硬頸呢啲橫緊嘅人就係同拜偶像嘅罪一樣。
They would not.
佢哋唔願意。
For 52 days, while it is today, while it is now, they have the opportunity, but they would not.
喺呢52日趁著還有今日佢哋都唔願意嚟去投入呢個神嘅工作。
And in fact, when we read again in the last chapter of Nehemiah in 13, the Lord still contended with these nobles.
就是当我们来去看尼希米记最后那章的时候神是仍然来去斥责这一班贵胄。
So may it be a reminder for us, as in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7, that while it is today, while it is now, when the Lord speaks to us, reminds us that we would repent.
所以我们愿意就好似希伯来书第四章第七节嗰度咁样提醒我哋，就系要趁着还有今日，我哋唔要听佢嘅话，唔好硬住我哋嘅心。
Yesterday we may have failed.
昨日可能我哋失败。
And we don't know about tomorrow.
我哋亦都唔晓得明天会发生咩事情。
But again, a certain day, while it is today.May we hear what the Spirit says and obey.
但是就是今日圣经记载就是限定了一日就是趁着还有这一日我们要听他的话不要硬住我们的心。
Today is what the Lord has given us.
今日就是主赐过给我们的。
While it is day, while it is still now, let us hear what the Spirit says.
趁著還有今日，願意我哋嚟去聽聖靈向我哋説嘅話。
Repent, return, and redeem the time.
我哋要去悔改，我哋要歸回，我哋要贖回光陰。
No work should be beyond us, and no work should be beneath us.
我哋神嘅工作，我哋。不应该在我们下面，我们不应该，也都不应该，我们是做不到的。
You know, brothers and sisters, I'm reminded of our sign-up sheet in the building.
弟兄姊妹，我记得我们在会所，我们有这个服侍的时间表。
If during the time that we cannot meet in person,We don't have the opportunity to serve, to minister in that way, even though it may be sweeping the yard, setting up the table, cleaning the bathroom. Very task work, but we won't have the opportunity.
我们现在会所因着居家令的缘故关门，我们没机会，再没机会，就是在这些事务上的上面来去服侍主。但是我们来去看我们来去打扫后院去开台来去不发眼看好像是一些很是着手做的一些的工作。
May we not be a noble whose heads are swelled, who are in our own sight honorable, but we draw back from the work which God has no pleasure in those who draw back.But be as even encouraged by an elderly servant of God and a brother whose hands are not for cleaning the bathroom, but they are the very ones who clean the bathroom.
我们愿意不要好像这一班贵胄一样，他们的自我头脑是肿胀的，但却是 唔願意用佢哋嘅肩頸嚟去擔主嘅工，反過嚟我哋要去學習嗰一啲年長嘅弟兄，佢哋嘅手本係唔應該再去嚟去洗廁所，但係佢哋卻係著手嚟去喺呢啲事務上嚟去服侍主。
Lastly, this term next to him, next unto him, after him, over 30 times in the chapter 3.
最后，嗰一点就系讲到呢一个其次，呢一个字喺尼希米记第三章出现多过30次。
Now, this term next to him has the root word, it has to do with the hand.
其次这个字语所提点到的就是关乎这个手。
That's right. Like our hand is next to our body, so next unto him. So this term next unto him speaks of the hand.
这个其次就是讲到我们这只手在我们的身体旁边。所以讲到就是这只手。
So as far as proximity is concerned, it is next unto someone.
咁喺呢度有个意思就係喺佢嘅旁边，就係喺呢一个地点嗰度係好相近嘅。
So we cannot choose who are next to.
咁我哋唔可以揀有边个喺我哋嘅旁边。
But we work in one accord next unto whoever the Lord has placed us next unto.
但係我哋就係若個心態，主放邊個喺我哋旁邊，我哋就一同同心同意嘅嚟去服侍主。
You know who gets to choose, who wants to choose?
大家知唔知有邊個有資格嚟去選擇係邊個喺佢旁邊嚟去一同工作咧？
Little children like to choose.
嗰啲小朋友就係喜愛嚟去選擇邊個做佢嘅朋友。
They have a favorite.
佢有佢哋自己嘅摯愛。
Oh, you come sit next to me. You're my good friend. You sit next to me.
咁我哋都見到啲小朋友就會見到佢所喜愛嘅，就叫佢你過嚟坐喺我旁邊，你係做我好朋友。
I want to sit next to so and so.
咁我想同呢個坐，同嗰個坐。
Brothers and sisters, for us who are mature in the Lord, there's no choosing. We serve as Martha served without any favorites, no partiality. And we just, the Lord says, Martha served. So may we just be next to one another and work diligently for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，若果我哋係喺主裏面成熟嘅話，我哋要學習馬大咁樣喺佢嘅服侍裏面，佢冇任何嘅自愛，冇自己嘅意思，就係喺主面前好簡單嘅嚟去服侍。
In the English, there's also this term that is not translated in the Chinese. But it says now after next to him, then it uses after him.
咁喺英文其次呢個字，喺英文裏面有另外意思，就係講到係佢喺在他之後。
And even in the English, we know we get a sense when it's after him. It gives us a sense of time now, not only proximity, but a sense of time.
就係喺講到其次，唔單止喺話講到喺地點嗰度喺佢旁邊，喺時間嗰度亦都講到喺佢之後。
Of course, generally speaking, whether it's next to him or after him, it is the same that as they serve in one accord with one purpose, there is a supplement and there is a complement of one another in the work.
但係無論係講到喺 佢旁邊或者喺佢之後，但係無論如何，呢一個其次呢個意思就係講到弟兄姊妹當 佢哋喺主面前同心服侍嘅时候，弟兄姊妹系互相嘅嚟去补偿。
Of course, on the one hand, as you're next to one another, you build, and your work and my work is at the same time, and it will complement one another. But after him is a slight difference, is that perhaps I need your work to be done first before I can supplement and complement your work. So there is a slight difference, subtle difference.
喺佢旁邊咁我哋可以見到咁有位弟兄起咗一埲牆，另外一位喺佢旁邊嘅弟兄就起隔離嗰埲牆，咁兩個牆就互相嘅接埋，互相嘅補上，但係另外一個意思喺時間嘅方面就係講到要呢位弟兄做完咗佢嗰部分之後，咁另外一弟兄就至可以做，咁就講到有一個時間那個連接。
Because of time, I have to wrap up.
咁因著嘅時間緣故，咁我要完結啦。
So perhaps a very simple example of next to him and after him.
咁或者俾一個好簡單嘅例子嚟去解釋呢一個在他旁邊或者在他之後呢一個嘅點。
When we read the Bible, we can say we read and pray, or we pray and read. It is next to it. It is at the same. It is the same. It's a complement.
咁當我哋嚟去睇讀主嘅話，咁我哋話要嚟去讀主嘅話，亦都嚟去禱告主嘅話。咁我哋或者調翻轉話，我哋禱告之後讀主嘅話，但係都係連接嘅，互相補上嘅。
Now after him, perhaps we can consider this: we pray, we read the Word of God, and then we pray using the Word of God.
咁若果我哋嚟去思想呢、這個在他之後咁我哋就能夠想，當我哋讀咗主嘅話之後，我哋禱告就係用翻所讀嘅話嚟去禱告。
So brothers and sisters, whether is read and pray, or we read and then pray, it's next to him, after him, it is all good, but there's a slight difference.
所以弟兄姊妹係有少少嘅分別，就係我哋嚟去讀主嘅話之後嚟去一同讀主嘅話禱告，或者係讀主嘅話之後禱告，呢兩件事情都係美好嘅，但係有少少唔同。
I like to end with the verse in Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 16.
咁完結嘅時候，願意同大家分享尼希米記第六章第十六節。
We know next to him, it speaks about the hand, and it is the hands of all those who are willing to put their hand to the work.
咁我哋曉得呢一個講到其次呢個字係講到呢隻手，就係講到所有願意嚟去投入主工作嗰一雙手。
But we know it is also the hand of God who is at work and who is directing the work.
咁我哋亦都喺度見到就係神嘅手嗰度嚟去指揮呢個工作，亦都係神嘅手嚟去親自嘅嚟去工作。
Because it's all under God's united sovereignty, and faithful is He who has promised who will complete the work.
因為我哋曉得呢個工作係完全係因著神嗰個嘅掌權，就係因著佢嘅信實嚟得以嚟去完成。
Because it is His testimony.
因為呢一個係佢自己嘅見證。
And when the work is done, we can see all those around, they heard, they saw, and they also perceived that this work was wrought of God. It was accomplished by God himself.
就是当这个工作完成的时候，就是一切的仇敌，四围的外邦人，听见，就看见这个工作完全是出乎我们的神。
And all the glory belongs to him.
愿荣耀都归给我们的神。
May he encourage us while it is today that we may redeem the time.
实在愿意主亲自来去激励我们， 趁着还有今日，我哋要赎回我哋嘅光阴。
Let us pray.
愿意我哋一同嚟祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the time.
主，我哋感谢你俾我哋以上嘅时间。
Yeah, it is your gift.
呢一个系你白白赐俾我哋嘅。
We will use it wisely.
求主俾我哋有智慧嘅嚟去使用。
First, I have spoken back unto you.
我哋将所讲嘅话都归翻俾你，交喺你手中。
May the Spirit speak unto us.
愿你嘅灵继续嘅向我哋说话。
Give us an ear to hear.
求主你俾我哋耳朵嚟去听。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我哋祈祷系奉耶稣嘅名求。阿门。